We have the incredible privilege this Shabbos to read Parshas Shemini, an incredible parsha filled with many dramatic details. The transfer of responsibility from Moshe to Aaron regarding the running of the Mishkan, the tragic death of Aaron's two sons, Nadav and Avihu, Aaron HaKohen's incredible response to tragedy. But then a bit further on in the parsha, the Torah gets into the details of kashrus, dietary laws, and the Torah tells us the simonim, the various signs necessary to determine the kosher status of animals. So for animals, for what we call behemoth chayas, so the halacha is, it has to have split hooves and chew its cud. For birds, so that we generally avoid birds of prey. And again, the mefarshim, the commentaries already explain that these simonim, these signs of kashrus, contain incredible lessons for us. In other words, the Torah kind of teaching us, you are what you eat. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu only permits us to ingest certain things because whatever you allow into your body has a dramatic impact on who you are, on what you are, and on the midos, on the character traits you possess. So I'd like to draw your attention for just a few moments to the halachos concerning fish. The Torah tells us in chapter 11, verse 10, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud, V'chol asher ein lo snapir ve'kaskeses b'yam v'nachalim. The Torah tells us that for fish, the halacha is, they must have skin, fins and scales. And the Lubavitcher B'zecha Tzadik Livracha points out something so beautiful. He says this simonim, the signs of a kosher fish, contain within them the very message that we need for impactful and effective living. Where does the fish reside? Where does the fish live? It lives in the water. It says the Rebbe, water often represents Torah. Water represents holiness, represents purity, represents spirituality. All of us want to live in the water. We all want to be able to make a life for us in the sea of holiness, in the sea of godliness. But how do you properly navigate the waters of spirituality? And it says the Rebbe, one could only do so if one has fins and scales. Fins are what a fish uses to navigate, to propel itself forward, teaching us that in life you must have fins. You see, if you don't have fins, you simply go wherever the current takes you. If you don't have fins, you just move with the water. The fins allow the fish to swim in a particular direction, teaching us two incredible lessons, says the Rebbe. Number one, that life is all about perpetual movement. Don't allow yourself to be moved, but rather move. Use your fins. Decide where you want to go. Decide where you want to get to. Don't get swept up in the current. And herein lies lesson number two. Don't get swept up in the current. Sometimes the fish has to be able to swim against the current. In life, there are many currents that come along that try to sweep us away. And it is so easy to get swept up with the current, especially when you see others just going with the flow, just going with the current. The fins allow the fish to sometimes swim even against the current. Two profound lessons in the fins. Number one, always move, always grow, always travel, always use your fins to get from destination A to destination B. Always use your fins to advance yourself in life. Never be happy or content with yesterday's journey. Never be happy or content with yesterday's movements. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you fins, which He has given each of us, use it to push yourself forward in life. Lesson number two, don't always go with the flow. Sometimes find the courage to use your fins, to swim against the current. And even if you see everyone else going with the flow, if you know that it's not right for you, use your fins to swim in a different direction. But says the Rebbe, there's a second halacha, that a fish must also have scales. And here the Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says scales act like a protective coating on the flesh of the skin. The scales, you know, Chazal called the scales like a coat of armor. Like a coat of armor. In fact, the Gemara Maseches Chulin has a whole discussion about not all types of scales necessarily make a fish kosher. The scales kind of have to overlap each other a little bit, like a coat of armor, a coat of protection. It says Rebbe is something so beautiful. that in life, fins are not enough. Fins are not enough. Movement is wonderful. Movement is beautiful. Even the ability to swim against the current is exceptional. But you also have to find a way to safeguard your spirituality, to safeguard your holiness. This is the message of the scales. Because you see, my friends, there are many things in life that chip away at our holiness. There are many things in life that erode our spirituality. And part of the avoda of successful spiritual living, part of the avoda of residing in the waters of life spirituality, is making for yourself a coat of scales. What do you do to safeguard your holiness? And this is a bit more complicated, and I would venture to say probably different for each and every one of us, but it centers on very sensitive issues, like what exposures we allow ourselves, like what we allow into our homes. How do we educate our children? How do we educate ourselves? What's the coat of scales that we put around us to protect the spirituality that we have amassed? Because, you know, you could have a person who has the most magnificent fins, a person who's always swimming and moving and going and growing, and even finds the courage to swim against the current. But the problem is, if I amass spirituality, but don't have a way of safeguarding it, don't have a coat of scales to keep it locked in, then the holiness that I amass could so easily evaporate. And in fact, the Rebbe makes an amazing observation. The Gemara Maseches Nida writes, Kol sheyeshlo kaskeses, yeshlo snapir. The yeshlo snapir, the yesh ein lo kaskeses. The Gemara makes an amazing statement. The Gemara says, if you look in the world of fish, any fish that has scales automatically has fins. But not every fish that has fins automatically has scales. The Gemara talking on a halachic level, saying that if you have a fish that has scales, but you can't tell if it has fins or not, you could assume if it has scales, it has fins. But if it has fins, it doesn't necessarily have scales. The Rebbe teaching us an incredible lesson. Fins are great, and fins are of absolute importance. But the fins are only meaningful if the scales are there to protect that which the fins have acquired. It is only if we create for ourselves the proper protective fences in life. It is only if we ask ourselves the difficult question, what do I need to safeguard my spirituality? What do I need to avoid? And what do I need to engage? What is it that I should bring into my life? And what do I need to exclude from my life in order to safeguard my spirituality? So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His infinite wisdom, has taught us everything we need to know just by examining the fish of the sea. The fish desire to live in the water, and we too desire to live in the water. But the water that we want is the water of holiness, the water of godliness, the water of purity, the water of spirituality. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us, if you want to lead a successful spiritual life, two ingredients, fins and scales. Find the courage to move yourself forward in life. Don't rest on yesterday's accomplishments. And when you have to swim against the current, find the courage to do so. But lest you think that the power to swim is enough, everyone needs scales. Because what you acquire with your fins, you want to be able to safeguard with your scales. The scales teach us about the need to carefully examine the lives we lead, the personalities we build, and the homes we construct. What do we let in and what do we keep out? What do we invite and for what do we create a distance? Halavai, we shall all be zocha to cultivate strong fins, to make resilient scales and have the privilege to reside in the beautiful waters of holiness. Wishing you all a beautiful and uplifting Shabbos Kodesh.